we came about a year or two later, where then we had the red carpet lounge on Detroit, on East Side Detroit, which was, man, it was just a wild party, man. And so dig this. So then Wayne Kramer got out of prison, maybe a few years earlier, but he became part of the scene. Wayne Kramer became part of the Sure Shot thing, you know, from the guitar player MC5. And man, he would gig with us. Man, I'm playing bass. I'm playing with Wayne Kramer and Dennis Thompson and all these, you know, kind of rock stars that weren't really, you know, the kind of local legends would start coming out to these places and being part of it. Even Bowie came to Bookies Club, and the Jay Giles Band under a different name played there. We opened up for Iggy Pop at Bookies. Anyway, so I was a guitar player. The scene was just beginning. Spaz called me and said, play bass. I wasn't doing anything, so yeah, I did. Man, we played with all of my heroes. And we were just doing anything not to sound like radio rock. Oh, dig this. And so then I think it was WLLZ. Man, Doug Podell. God bless Doug Podell and Mark McEwen, you know, and Sky Daniels and Steve Costan. These guys started taking risks. We were getting airplay with a demo tape. We didn't even have a record. Some of the guys did have vinyl 45s, but Cadillac Kids did not. And we you could say we released a demo tape of Neighborhood Girl.